Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, lead to that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through, so have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
Mama prayed for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
I die a little every day, yeah. So I keep pressing down as I answer your call. Give me more of you.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Welcome. Each listener that's on the line on this morning, I want to thank you. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for being here, being present, and being sacrificing your Saturday morning to be with us. We are on every, and I say every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We did miss a Sunday, please forgive me, I got distracted, I got another call in, and I lost my train of thought, so thank you for being patient with me, but we did miss one Saturday morning in 2019, and we just rescheduled the show. We did that show on a Monday night. So we have been here on Blog Talk 100% for 2019, and I want to thank each and every one of you for participating, for being a part of this show, for listening. We are Amazing Grace Ministries. I am your president, the CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. I am the instructor And certainly we here to break or destroy, not break. I started out with destroy, not destroy, but break. But we changed it to break, to destroying the yokes. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you, God, for your goodness, and thank you, God, for your wisdom and your understanding. And God, I pray even now, God, that you'll give a word to your people that will break, destroy the yokes of bondage that are on their lives, God. Give us a word. Holy Spirit, being the midst where two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst, and we thank you, God, for this word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Halababashi, that is with us on this Mohaba. Glory to your name. Guide and lead us, God, and do a new thing in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. So as I was talking, Block Talk Radio, we have been blessed to be on consistently all year long, and I want to just praise God for that, because it's only with the strength and the guidance and the leadership of the Lord. Without him, there's nothing that we could do, and certainly he's here in the midst again. Now, before we get started with the lesson, I got something good to announce. Amazing Grace School of Ministry, we are in force, and we are have started our classes. We did our first class on October the 24th on Blog Talk Radio. It's a six-week course, and we are talking about we are addressing the DNA of emotional instabilities. Now, we just did an introductory class to really talk about the course and what the course will be about, because we're here to teach, to train, to give understanding, and to give clarity, and to let you know that you're free in Jesus' name. You're free, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're on the blood, y'all. We've been talking about it. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to talk about Christ being the Redeemer. Well, we talked that Christ was justification and Redeemer, but we're going to get down into Christ being our High Priest today, and this is going to wrap it up for the blood of Jesus, and we will be in a new topic on November 2nd, 2019. So I want you to stay with us, and if you are liking this blog, I need you to reach out. I need you to give me a text, 309-750-7584, and just say, Dr. Carey, I'm enjoying what you are giving. I'm enjoying what the Lord is blessing you to give us. So just do that for me, please. So we have been talking about the School of Ministry, which we will start. We started on this past Thursday with the introduction. We talked about the requirements, the books that will be required. And I invited you to visit my website and take a look at my new website or my redeveloped website. So now the books that we're going to use for class is The Iniquity, The Sins of the Fathers, DNA by Dr. Sylvester Brinson III. And then there's an excellent book, that everybody should have in their libraries, which is A More Excellent Way to Be in Health by Henry W. Wright. And that is another book that we will be using for class. And certainly registration is $75, but if you purchase your own books, then registration is only $50. And certainly I talk more about the topics, and Summer gave you a little tidbit about what we're going to be getting into on Thursday night when I talked about the School of Ministry. It's not too late. If you need a discount, if you need a payment plan, Dr. Carey will assist you in a payment plan. This ministry is designed to help you move forward, and certainly the registration helps me to be able to give you CEUs and also to help with the upkeep and the expenses of the School of Ministry. Hallelujah. Registration is low enough for you to be able to register and participate. This is a ministry that's designed to help you grow. And because I do have a background in mental health, my focus has always been an integration of psychology and theology, and focusing on how the Bible addresses our emotional issues, our mental issues. And certainly we try to separate the Bible, our Bibles, with our mental health, but the Bible speaks of wholeness and healness. And certainly the Bible talks about the fact that man's heart are failing them in this last and evil day. And I tell you, there's so many people that are troubled. There's so many people that are having heart attacks. There's so many people that are experiencing trauma. And trauma, hallelujah, affects the body in such a way it affects the mind. And when we look at all these things really affect our mind. And the Bible addresses and gives clarity and thought to our minds, our heart, our souls, our spirits, because we are made in the image of God. And because we are made in the image of God, we're body, soul, and spirit. And that soul is the totality of who we are. And certainly I'm not getting into that today. But if you tune in to my class on Thursday, I will talk more about that, the image and how we're made. Hallelujah. So tune in. Give me a call again. I'm making it available to you Thursday night. And if those that are registered, you'll be able to go back and listen, certainly. And I will be giving exams and tests and grading the tests. So your registration helps with all that. So give me a call. Let me know if you're interested. Hallelujah. I look forward to seeing you on class time again. Okay, I didn't give you the information on how you can get registered. If you need to register, give me a text and say, I want to register, 309-750-7584, and send me your email account, and I will give you a application for enrollment. Certainly you can mail me checks. You can make the checks out to Amazing Grace Ministries or AGMI. And certainly you can, I have a Zelle account, I have a Cash App. And again, all of these help with the upkeep of the School of Ministry and providing you with certificates and tests and stuff. But even with this blog that you hear every Saturday morning, there is an expense associated with this blog. And certainly we cover, the Amazing Grace Ministries covers the expense of this blog, but it's an expense. You know, when you get to the business side of the Word of God, there is a business part of it. And in doing business, the Bible tells us to do business as men, as do it appropriately and do it with integrity. And certainly we do that, and we try to do that with the help of the Lord. So let's get into it. I know I've talked a little while about the School of Ministry and kind of gave a tidbit of the summary of what we've been talking about. But let's get into it, shall we? So we're looking at Hebrews, and we're looking at Hebrews, the 9th chapter, verses 10 through 14. And we've been talking about for this month of April, and before I get to it, and I'm going to read the scriptures, and then the Spirit of the Lord has prompted me to talk about another issue. So the title is Jesus Christ, Our Savior, Redeemer, and High Priest. The word states, Hebrews, starting with the 10th verse, but deal only with food and drink, various washings, regulation for the body imposed upon the time of reformation. Redemption through the blood of Christ. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hand, that is, not of this creation. 12. He entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and sprinkling of the defiled persons with the ashes of heifers sacrifice for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purifying our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Hebrews 7:25. Consequently, he is able to save the utmost, those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Now, I am reading the English Standard Version. This is not the King James Version, and if you certainly want to read the King James Version, I encourage you to do so. Now, the Lord just prompted my spirit. This is the last blog that we would do in the month of October, and we're talking about the blood. We've been talking about the fact that the blood works, and you know, if I was to sing the scripture, it says, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day on Calvary, he came, and he died on the cross for me. I know it was the blood for me. But getting into the blood, this is the last blog. And this year I did not focus on Halloween. Halloween is the 31st of October. Saints of the living God, pray for your children. Pray for your kids, your grandkids. If you're in the classroom, pray for them, because Satan loves Halloween, and he tries to do his most demonic spirit demonic and perverse things that he can on Halloween. And Halloween also in the Bible deals with the harvest and the beginning of a new year, beginning of a new spiritual year. But Satan, as always, have taken the things of the Lord and perverted them. So we need to guard ourselves accordingly. Certainly the saints of God, we don't, and I'm going to say this on the blog, and I want it on record, that we do not participate in Halloween. Hallelujah, we find another way to deal, to address, to promote the Lord. But we don't go out and dress up and do all this demonic stuff because it is demonic. It is a day that witches and warlocks and the underworld, the spiritual element participates. And we need to know that the blood of Jesus still works. We're talking about Christ being the high priest. We're talking about the fact that he came, he died upon the cross. We dealt with issues about what the blood does to our conscience. Well, now we're talking about the fact that the blood still works. When we look at Hebrews, and I'm going to read another verse. When we look at Hebrews 10 and 19, it says, I can enter boldly into the highest of highs and live. Well, that's in essence my paraphrase what it says. But it says that it enables us to boldly approach God's throne without fear of punishment. That's what the high priest did. You know, when we talked in the Old Testament and we talked about who the high priest was, and there was a high priest that went into the temple. He dressed up. He made sure that he was without sin. And when he made sure that he was without sin, he washed himself. He put on the appropriate garments for entering into the presence of the Lord. You know, the young people say, well, it don't take all that. But I'm here to let you know, when you're going before the presence of the Lord, we just ought to make ourselves presentable. We just ought to say that I'm making a sacrifice to go before the Lord because I want his presence to radiate. I want my best because he has given me his best. Hallelujah. So when the high priest got himself together, and of course, you know, I'm paraphrasing it. When the high priest got himself together and we got his garment on, certainly there were so many rules in the Old Testament until, you know, if you touched anything dead, you were unclean. And as we go through the New Testament and we see Jesus dealing with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, there were so many rules that they had. They went by the law. They went by the law, and therefore, you know, if you didn't do what the law said, then you were a sinner. The law said you shouldn't deal with sinners. And we see that in the Bible that Christ dealt with the Republicans, he dealt with sinners, he sat at the table of anybody that would invite him to let this world know that he is the only way, that he is the representation of a Father that loves us. Now he is in heavenly places. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father interceding for us. He has been now our high priest. Leviticus 17 and 14 states that the blood is the symbol of life. I want to go back to Hebrews 10 and 19, if I can. And I'm going to read this footnote. It says, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with true hearts in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our body washed with pure water. Now, last week we talked about conscience and how the blood cleanses, how the blood does various different things. We talked about that. We talked about the justification. It justifies us from sin. It redeems us. Hallelujah. It spares us from God's wrath. I am forgiven because of the blood. And it heals us spiritually. Hallelujah. And it will even one day, my flesh will be replaced with an incorruptible body. Hallelujah. So in essence, we are no longer able to be sat in judgment by the evil one, Satan, that snake that convinced Eve to take a bite of an apple. So when we look at Leviticus 17 and 14, it reads, and this again is the English Standard Version, "For the life of every creature is its blood. Its blood is life. Therefore, I will say to the people of Israel, ye shall not eat of any creature, for the life of every creature is its blood. Whatever it eats, it shall be cut off." So we also find that in the Old Testament, the blood played a major role. We've talked on previous blogs about the Passover in Exodus 12, 1 through 13, in which the Lamb of God was posted on the door, and because it was posted, it was posted on the top and sides of each doorpost, the frames. It was a sign of God's covenant, so the death angel could pass by it. And we talked about the fact that Jesus Christ became the Passover for our sins. You know, the blood of Jesus. And now we're saying the blood is our lifeline. And of course, we know today, if our blood will run out of our bodies, we will no longer be living. Because the blood, when we look at disease, when we look at cancer, what does it do? It attacks the blood. It attacks the blood, our blood. So now we see that Christ came as a healer, as a deliverer, as a high priest that intercedes for us. And he came. For, to give us life, and that we can live that life more abundantly, that we can be healed of all our infirmities. Because the Bible says, by his stripes we're healed. We're healed. So when we look at the high priest, when we look at the Day of Atonement, when we look at the high priest that had to have bells, had to have a rope wrapped around his waist, and he had to have symbols of bells on his hem of his garment. So when he went into the holiest of holiness, holy places, that they would know that he was still living. But if he went in that place unclean, hallelujah, he would surely die. And that was done every year. They would gather up a lamb that was pure, that didn't have a spot or blemish. But you know, that practice only was able to satisfy for a certain time. But here the Lamb of God comes on the scene. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that came in the form of a virgin woman who was fathered by the Holy Spirit, will come on the scene. And when he came on the scene, he would change our lives forever. He would change the laws forever. No longer would you need a high priest to go into the holiest of holiest to make sacrifices for me and my sins. But when Jesus came along, the veil of the temple was ripped, symboling that there was no longer a need for the high priest to enter the holiest of holiest. And that veil would separate the priest with the congregation. But that veil has been broken. So he came, the perfect one, the only one that was able to be a sacrifice on the Day of Atonement. And those customs, the Jewish people are still celebrating. But he came on that day. He came and he died. Jesus came and died on the cross. Hallelujah. To make it possible for us to go before the Lord. So, because if we go back to Moses' time, if we go back and we look at the burning bush, and Moses was given instructions by God, but Moses couldn't look upon God and live. God had to say, look, let me pass by you so you can look upon my hindsight, because to look at me, you ain't going to be able to live. But Jesus Christ, the high priest, our high priest made it possible for us to go boldly to the throne of grace. Whatever you need on today, I dare you to take it to Jesus. I dare you to believe by faith that it is happening, that is done. Now, the Bible in Hebrews talks about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You have to understand, you have to believe. And what Satan does, he makes you fearful. He makes you believe that God is not in control. He makes you believe that God is not operating in this world, in this realm right now. But I'm here to beg to differ with you. The Bible says in Mark, if thou can believe, all things are possible. We have a person that's interceding on our behalf. We have a person that if you call on the name of Jesus, he will show up. And I tell you, I give you an example. If you sit on wherever you are and just call on Jesus, 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 if you don't feel anything, then you text me and say, Dr. Carey, I didn't feel a thing. Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, the old saints of God, when I was coming along, hallelujah, I got saved when I was 13 and I got filled, or I received the indwelling of the Spirit of God when I was 14. I was ending up my 13th birthday. I was coming out, it was almost at the end of the year, and I was going into being 14. But the thing is that the Spirit of the Lord came and he visited me. Hallelujah. And you had to get your mind together. You know, back then they call it tarrying service. Can I get a hey, man, if you just experience tearing service? You know, that was when the saints of God came on that Friday night. You know, the Church of God in Christ, believe in having church Tuesday and Friday nights and all day Sunday. And that Friday night was deliverance service. So when you came to that Friday night service, hallelujah, praise God, you were ready, because you know it was deliverance service. You know that you were coming to get something. You had your mind ready. You had fast all day long. You had separated yourself from this world. You didn't watch TV. Jesus, you didn't have anything to eat until after a certain time, because you was ready. You was ready to come and get your miracle. And when you got there on that Friday night, you start saying, thank you, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And you look around, when you call his name, stuff start happening. Hallelujah. I don't know why I went there. But so now Jesus is a high priest. He has embodied the lamb, that sacrifice, that goat that they would get to sacrifice in the blood. They took the blood of Jesus Christ, and the blood of Jesus Christ became on Passover. It became the thing needed to cleanse us. It became the thing needed to justify us. It became the thing needed to be now our high priest. So the high priest would sprinkle the blood of the sacrificed bull, a sacrificed goat, on the atonement of the ark to the Ark of the Covenant to make amends for the sins of the people. The life of the animal would pour out and be given on behalf of the people. The life of Jesus Christ has been poured on us to give us life. We have access to the throne of the Lord. We have access. We have been adopted in the royal family. We are joint heirs to the promise. We are joint heirs to our Father, which is in heaven, to understand that He is our Father. And if God is our Father, why would He withhold any good thing? He's not going to do it. Because He loves us just that much. God loves us so much that he sent His Son. If He didn't send His Son, why make a sacrifice so that we could get to the throne of grace? Hallelujah. The only person up for the job to be our high priest was Jesus Christ. The one perfect God-man came to offer the pure and complete everlasting sacrifice to make payments for our sins. Hallelujah. Payments, y'all. Payments. He paid the price. Now, don't let Satan take that away from you. Satan's got his wolf tickets and tell you that he don't love you enough, or that he doesn't love you at all, that your situations and your problems come and bog you down. And certainly we living in the last and evil day and think it not strange. The Bible says, think it not strange that these things have come upon us. God is still in control. He's on His way back. I need you to understand God is coming back, and He's coming back soon. There are fires all over in so many places. There's murder happening. Some people will say, is God in control? They understand, yes, He is in control. Because if it wasn't for the Lord on our side and being here, so much more would happen. Because the enemy, Satan, has been kicked out of heaven. And because he's been kicked out of heaven, what do you think he won? He won an earthly realm. So Satan is here doing whatever he can to keep, to destroy this earth and anybody he can. But the Lord has not totally destroyed this place, because we are here and we're living, and some of us are still standing on the word of God, proclaiming that He's good, and we're praying. The Bible says pray without ceasing. We pray because things are happening, and prayer keeps the enemy, Satan, from total destruction or totally just doing everything that he wants. Now, there's going to be a time when the Lord comes back, the second coming of Christ, and he's coming, y'all. And he says that nobody knows the time nor the hour, but there are going to be some situations that will occur that you know that he's soon to come. And they are operating now. There's so much murder. There's so much death. There's so much killing. There's so much going on. But understand, you have the power because of the blood of Jesus. You have the power to stand strong. You have the power to know that you're protected. You have the power because Christ is our intercessor. And because Christ is our intercessor, we have the power over Satan. We can rebuke him in the name of Jesus, and he has to go. We can speak life to our families, to our situations, and know the greatest he that is in us and he that's in this this world, we have an advocate with the Father to stand strong in the Lord and to know that my brother Jesus is behind me and he's not going to let this enemy take over. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, the books of Hebrews, read those, chapters 8 through 10. Explain how Christ became the eternal high priest, entering the Holy of Holies, which is heaven, but not with the blood of a sacrificial animals, but by his own precious blood on the cross. Christ poured out his love in the ultimate atonement sacrifice for our sins and for the world's. Therefore, in the New Testament, the blood of Jesus is the foundation of God's new covenant of grace. So this gives a picture at the Last Supper that Jesus said to his disciples, "This cup that is poured out for you is new covenant in my blood." Luke 20:22-20. So we can approach God now with confidence, not on our own merit, but because through righteousness credit to us given to the shed blood of Jesus. Jesus atoned for us once and for all. Hallelujah. For humanity's sins. And therefore he became the high priest, our high priest, acting on our behalf before his Father. And again, we can approach the throne of grace. We can approach God our Father boldly. He has atoned for us. Hebrews 3:1 reads, and this is the New Living Translation. And so, dear brothers and sisters who belong to God and our partners with those called to heaven, think carefully about this Jesus whom we declare to be God's messenger and the high priest. I know it was the blood that day on Calvary he died for me. I know it was the blood of the Lamb. John 1:29 says, "Behold the Lamb of God." The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of this world." Now, I want you to know this, and we're going to move on because this is it. Because of Christ's sacrifice and the pouring out of his blood on our behalf, we can trust in the righteousness of Christ and not our own righteousness when we are accused by our enemy, Satan. Revelation 12, this goes back to class or to our session on last week, Revelation 12:11. We're wrapping this up because this is the last one. And they have conquered him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they love not their lives unto death. As believers, we know that we cannot stand on our merit or because of our own deeds. We know that our good deeds are filthy rags before God, Isaiah 64:6. And that Christ's righteousness attributed to us and how we are able to stand against our accusers. I leave with that saying, I hope you have enjoyed this series. Go back. You can go back and listen to all those on Blog Talk Radio or like me on Facebook, and you can hit my Facebook page and you can receive have access to listen to these blogs. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for this. I thank you for this blog. I thank you for all those that have taken the time out to be on blog, to be here to listen to your word. And I thank you, God, for showing up. I thank you for providing your people with a word that will break the yokes, destroy the yokes of bondage in their lives. Because that's what Amazing Grace Ministries is here to do, is to break those yokes, God, to let people understand that by you, by your grace, by the word of God, we're set free, that you are a high priest. And because you are a high priest, we can go boldly to the throne of grace and know that we have an answer, know that we have an advocate with the Father, know that we have been delivered and set free. Jesus, 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 hallelujah. I bless your name, Jesus. I thank you for healing, Jesus. I declare over each one of the people that have touched and come in and are listening to this blog talk that they will be blessed, that they are blessed, and they walk in a greater anointing, greater understanding of your word. And God, that the Holy Spirit would just break out in their lives, break out in their understanding, break out in them in the name of Jesus. Heal them, God. Heal them from all their diseases right now. God, I'm advocating for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for them right now. Even if they've lost a loved one, God, whatever the situation, whatever the problems are, God, we pray for deliverance in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing in the name of Jesus. We declare the salvation of the Lord right now, God, as we're touching and agreeing. We bind Satan in the name of Jesus. You have no authority, God, in the name of Satan, in the name of Jesus. God, touch, deliver, move by your power, by your authority. The blood of Jesus supply right now. The blood, the blood, the blood. We speak it. We declare it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, High Priest, for going before us. Thank you for advocating for us in the name of Jesus. We magnify you. We praise. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We give you the glory. We honor you for what you're doing. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you the glory because it all belongs to you. We magnify you, God, and we thank you that they have everything that they ask for. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. If you have enjoyed this blog, there are some of you that are consistent. If you want to sow into this ministry, give me a text and let me know. Then I tell you how to sow into this ministry. My phone number is 309-750-7584. If you feel like you have received a word from the Lord, I need you to text me with that too. If you lack any understanding, if you have a question with the word of God or in what or something that I have said, I also need you to text me and let me know. Because we want to give clarity. We want to give understanding. We want to, and I'm talking about the Spirit of the Lord and I, and my co-host, the ministry, because the Lord is in charge. I want everybody to know that the Lord is in charge. This is his ministry. I pray before I get on. Lord, you give me what to say and how to say it, and you take over. Hallelujah. So please give me a text, give me a comment, let me know. Dr. Carey, 309-750-7584. And certainly we thank you, and we will see you on next week. My co-host will be in charge. Be blessed. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.